Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Try the onside kick. It's laid around. Got to pick it up. And it's loose. Oh, who's going to get it? Oh, the Bears have it. Are you serious? It's been an 8% chance all year, and somehow the Bears get it. Unbelievable. Rockwell on the recovery. 1 in 12 chance. Another fourth quarter. Oh, my God. Dobbs got it. He takes his eye off the ball. And at that point, there's so many black jerseys around the ball. Aggie, put your most sure-handed players out there. Dobbs is certainly that for the Packers. But a huge mistake here at the end.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Those jerseys are blue, Tom, but it's okay. We get it. That's courtesy of Fox Sports. Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call. That will be teaching tape around the league, Speaks.
Yes, it will. And I continue to believe that you cannot be hesitant. You cannot be even remotely fearful. They call it the hands team.
Yes.
But it's really the stones team. Like, you gotta be ready for contact and take what you can get.
Yep. Caitlin Sharkey covers the Bears. She covered the Bears on Saturday. It was incredible. She joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You can watch Caitlin on Channel 9. She does an incredible job with our buddy Jared Payton over there. Caitlin, before we get started, we start breaking down X's and O's, I was wondering if we could lend on your experience here. You have seen this rivalry from a couple of different vantage points. As someone who grew up in Wisconsin and seeing the best of the Packers just destroy the hopes and dreams of the Bears over and over again. And now you've been covering the Bears while they've been wandering in the wilderness for the last few years and seemingly have gotten things turned around. How big a deal was this for the Bears to not just win the game, but the manner that they won it and the trajectory that they seem to be on?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Oh, it's huge. It's one of those statement games, defining games, changing the narrative games. And it's not just because they did it in dramatic overtime fashion. That's a huge part of it, obviously, because it's against the Green Bay Packers. And I know people could say on the other side, well, they didn't have Jordan Love. They should have been up, you know, all of these things, making excuses for Green Bay. This Bears team is a team that knows how to win. They believe that they can win every single time they step out on the field. I had so many comments from friends and family that are in Wisconsin, and they all said, I think the tables are turning, and like that panic is setting in. Here in Chicago, obviously, it's celebrating that maybe the tables are turning. It's just one of those situations that you embrace. I love to just be around winning as a reporter that covers a team every single day. So I'm enjoying the ride that the Bears are on. And this is just one of those teams where they believe it. They believe it, even though when it looks ugly, when it looks like it's not going to happen, they believe they're going to get it done.
What was your takeaway from the post game, Caitlin, in terms of the vibe of the Bears, or the belief that they have from top to bottom in that locker room?
I felt like we were in there for the longest time, just getting so many different perspectives because so many different guys played a key role in that comeback win. And I think, you know, whether you're talking to Josh Blackwell on special teams, whether you're talking to a rookie Jahdae Walker, or you're going to the vets on defense or offense and DJ Moore, it's the same message. It's the belief, like, we know we can do this. And I think that is the most telling difference for me for this team under Ben Johnson that we haven't seen in seasons prior. It's a belief. There were many times they were in close games, even last season, with the same, a lot of these same guys on the roster, and they didn't believe that they could win. Something would happen, right? This is not that team. And there was almost like a, don't get me wrong, they were excited. I'm not trying to downplay their excitement or their celebration, but it was almost like a very, yeah, business as usual. Like, this is our year. We're capable of doing whatever, and we're going to go out and do it.
That's awesome. From inside the locker room after this game, Caitlin Sharkey, who are you going to remember from talking to after the game that you were like, man, this person, what a special story. What story kind of jumps out, and what player are you going to hold on to, you think?
I think for me, it's Jahdae Walker, because he's the ultimate behind the scenes and in the locker room, like day to day. His locker is right next to Caleb Williams. Jahdae Walker is like the hype man. He has the best energy. Maybe it's because he's a rookie and, you know, this is his first NFL season, and back in training camp, him and I sat down and did a one-on-one, and he was like, I just want to make the roster. Like, making the roster is my goal. And then here he has the biggest first career touchdown of his life on Saturday. So for me, it was seeing Jahdae Walker, who was ready for the moment, was ready to step up in the absence of two wide receivers, and really capitalize on that and have the exact same positive attitude that he does every single day. Like, he is just happiness embodied. So it was so great to see that. But my favorite quote probably had to come from DJ when he said, Virginia's looking over us and Ben is on our butts, I'll say. That was my favorite quote. And Jahdae Walker's story is just fun to watch.
We've been covering the DJ Moore portion of story of this season too. And I know that you guys have asked a lot of good questions about getting him more involved. Last week, he has the crazy play against Cleveland. This week, you don't have Luther Burden. You don't have Roma Dunze. Watching all of this play out, and a guy who's legitimately a number one wide receiver not really being that big in the game plan of the team, seemingly, or not being connected with the quarterback, what's it been like to talk to him and see over these last 2 weeks he's become the most important person besides Caleb on that offense?
I think one of the things I admire most about DJ Moore, and I think sometimes gets a little bit misunderstood, that DJ is the same person every single day. DJ has the same interaction with you at practice, during the week, after games, before a game. Like, whenever he sees you, he's that same guy. And I think for him, obviously this season hasn't gone the way he wanted it to production-wise, number-wise, but he's on a winning team for the first time in his career. And I think it just shows his level of professionalism. So when you see a guy like that finally become more involved in the game plan, and we were just saying back here in the WGN sports office, I was talking to my producers and JP, I said, I don't think anyone else makes that catch on that team. And I'm not, you know, trying to discredit if anyone else was out there in that position, but you knew DJ Moore was going to make that catch because he is wide receiver one. He's an incredible athlete. And even though they lost a little bit of that and stopped using his dynamic playmaking and didn't get him the ball as much as they'd like him to do, he's still ready and able to shine in those biggest moments. And I think he's a big reason why this team is where they are. And his infectious, like, happiness, whether things are good or bad, rubs off on his teammates.
It's really quite something to think about him and Caleb having the trust that they now have. Because it was awkward last year.
Yeah.
There was awkwardness there. And DJ has produced everywhere with every quarterback he's ever had. And it should have been a no-brainer that he produces with Caleb. But now they have. Like, have you seen Caleb's personality evolve a little bit? Like, his realness with his teammates and in the locker room? Have you seen that evolve a little bit this year?
Yeah, I think Caleb is just feeling like he can be more when you're more comfortable at work, right? Any of us, he's more comfortable at work in his environment because he's performing well and he trusts his coach. Last year, I mean, I don't blame him. I probably wouldn't trust the coaches around me and, you know, the system necessarily that I was in. Everything was falling off. The wheels were falling apart. You're like, this is my welcome to the NFL. It's hard to feel comfortable in yourself when that's your workplace environment. And I think for Caleb this year, he's just doing him and he's being himself, that confidence. He knows he's Iceman. He knows he can be clutch in those situations. And we're finally seeing that comfortability all the time and then around his teammates as well. So the connection wasn't there last year between him and DJ, but the connection wasn't there for a lot of those guys because it was just such a mess. So it speaks to, again, the culture and the amount of time that these guys have put in behind the scenes to get them to this point.
Spiegs was sitting in the stands for the game, and I've gotten his perspective on what it was like to be there. What was it like for you to be there?
I've covered a lot of football games, and I think this is year 13. This was one of the craziest, and I've witnessed the Hail Marys. I've witnessed a lot. This is one of the craziest I've seen, and from an environment standpoint, I think it was by far the best Bears game that I had witnessed. I had people that were out of state that are Bears fans say, like, can you text me a video of the stands and the fans and, you know, the towels, the fourth phase towels. It was like little things like that where they wanted to feel like they were part of it. And I think that's the most special part of it all. It was such a fun night. I didn't go to bed until 3 a.m, guys, not because I was out running around the streets of Chicago, but because my adrenaline was through the roof after that game. So it was a special one.
Oh, my God, Caitlin, I'm right there with you. Like, I got home after making my way out of there, and my wife was waiting for me, and then we watched a couple of different videos. I watched the end of the game on TV, and then she's like, all right, let's go to bed. I'm tired, and we go to bed, and I couldn't sleep. I put the game on the DVR, and I watched the first half just lying there in bed. The vibes were just insane. And did you in the media, when the walk-off touchdown happens, did you have to jump up and head to the elevator? Because I stood there in the stands and I watched that celebration play out, and there was so much to watch down on the field. You're used to that perspective. I am not.
Yeah, I mean, I learned years ago, I got burned leaving the press box early. Well, this was back when I had to shoot and do a little bit more. Luckily, I have a little bit more help these days, but I got burned by missing a Hail Mary. So I vowed to myself to never leave until, you know, the clock hits zero. So same situation this week, though, you know, that he catches that. I see the touchdown signal. I see it on the board. I slam my laptop shut, and I'm like, I got to get downstairs as fast as possible. So I didn't get to see all the fun celebration until after, but it's a rush. Like, you can't believe your whole story, your whole idea of what the story of the night was had just been rewritten in the best way. And those are the moments in the games that I feel fortunate to be part of and thankful for my job and all its craziness sometimes.
That's awesome. Yeah, like, people were just going in all different directions in the celebration. And what's funny, and it came out, I saw it later in an article, where Nashawn Wright was just running in the wrong direction. Like, everybody's running towards DJ Moore in the end zone. Nashawn's just running in the opposite direction. And he was asked about it after. He said, I was just running. I didn't know what to think. So he's just running because he has celebration energy.
Yeah. DeAndre Swift was like, I just threw my helmet. I saw him catch it and I just threw my helmet. Like, it was just one of those pure emotional responses. And I was like, yeah, I guess that's probably what I would do as well. So, I mean, it's just so fun. And Steve Scherer, the photojournalist extraordinaire here at WGN, who captured a great shot, he even said, like, when he saw DJ lay on his back, he was like, oh my God, the game's over. I can go up to him. He was like, it even took him a second to realize all the craziness that was going on. So it was a fun night for sure.
Considering the teams that you've covered over the last few years, how would you describe Ben's impact on this franchise?
I think it's been everything. And I know you have to put a roster together, and those 53 guys, you know, they're a huge part of it. But you can't say enough what the impact of Ben Johnson is, because his team has really adapted his confidence, they rise up to his level of expectation. And DJ jokes all the time with us about, like, if you want to be yelled at, if you don't want to be yelled at, you got to bring it with Ben every single day. He's so intense. He's this, he's that, you know, he's a good kind of psycho, all of those things. That's how you win. That's how you build a winning culture. So every single day, it's just smooth too. Like, you just don't see that dysfunction that we used to see at practices or availabilities. You know, it's just like Ben runs a tight ship, and his coaching staff, I don't think you can speak highly enough about the way his coaches have developed some of these players, some unexpected talents in that locker room. So it starts at the top with him, and I think he is one of the biggest pieces as to why they are here with a playoff spot.
Caitlin, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it. You should watch Caitlin Sharkey on Channel 9. She does an incredible job there every single day. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.